Welcome back to our coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM, also streaming live on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com. We just want to remind you that our coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament is brought to you by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs! Coverage is also brought to you by Mayer Electric, a proud supporter of all Eagles, all Opie academics, and extracurricular activities. Mayer Electric, once an Eagle, always an Eagle. Coverage is also brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you.
All right. Also wanted to remind folks, too, that our timeouts throughout the Lyon County League Tournament are brought to you by the McDonald's on West 6th. Be sure to place your order with DoorDash, list the item, and let the team at 6th and Avenue prepare that for you absolutely hot and fresh. Video coverage with the camera being run here this first game by the one and only Ron Thomas, brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. Three-pointers all tournament long, brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent. Be sure to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Our halftime and post-game stats will be brought to you by GR Roofing again. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today. And our starting lineups, which are now being announced on the floor, brought to you by Heartland Office System, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all their endeavors. Southern Coffee County, the sixth seed, home white uniforms with the blue numbers and letters and the light blue and gold trim. They have Ryan Snovel back. She missed the Monday afternoon contest with the flu, but she's back. She'll be starting here today alongside a 5'2 junior Kyla Houston, 5'8 senior Josie Weirs, 5'7 sophomore Carly Ohl, and 5'11 senior Jaylee True. Waverly, the number 7 seed, will have 5'4 sophomore Zoe McNabb, 5'9 sophomore Josie Romig, 5'9 sophomore Emma Glover, 5'5 junior Addison Miller, and 5'6 senior Serenity Lockwood on the starting floor here today. Again, starting lineups today brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all their endeavors. Waverly in their road black uniforms with the orange letters and numbers, white trim. Final instructions here as we prepare for consolation semifinal Thursday. 4 games today, 4 more games on the championship side of the bracket tomorrow. Consolation third place championship games on Country 101.7 and KVUE-TV at KVUE.com Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, talking to the coaches before the game, this is supposed to be a pretty competitive game. I guess the last time they played, Waverly beat them about 60-20, but also Southern Coffee County beat them about 60-20. Waverly had 3 of their starters out. One of them is still out. Her name is Morgan Vogt.
Yes. So, yeah, Coach Jeff True of Southern Coffee County is thinking today is not going to be as easy, to say the least.
Right.
And we are underway from White Auditorium. Southern Coffee County wins the tip and is attacking right to left here as we see things early. Houston with a long-range 3, which is off the mark, and Waverly will bring down the rebound and attack here on the other side. All the way coast-to-coast, shot is up no good. Follow shot no good, last touched by Southern Coffee County. Houston tried to corral it, couldn't. Play 24 seconds. It'll be Waverly's ball underneath their basket. Zoe McNabb will inbound. Lob, catch, shot, score from Emma Glover. Nicely done there to put Waverly on top. Lob for Snovel. Snovel is harassed in backcourt, and given the fact that she's starting, but she's still probably not at 100% as Jaylee True turns around the other side and banks him in. Essentially the same side of the floor, different side of the formation, same play.
Right. Yeah, Southern Coffee County said that their offense is probably going to run through her. There's quite a bit of mismatch there down in the post, so they're going to try to feed her the ball as much as they can.
Three-pointer from Waverly is off target here. Southern Coffee County has the board. Tie game at 2. We played a little over a minute here in our first of 4 on Country 101.7 FM here this afternoon and evening. Curling, stopping, Houston. underneath for, apologize there for Josie Weirs, who had the ball knocked away. She's able to get it back in the corner, but she's bodied up and is having a hard time getting rid of the ball, and she throws it into space. Easily picked up here by Waverly. Serenity Lockwood attacks the basket and lays it in. Tough break there for Weirs because she was harassed, and it looked like her teammate went one way, and Weirs was dead set on getting the ball in another direction entirely. And full court press is causing all kinds of problems here for Southern Coffee County. Enough for a timeout. Again, our timeouts all tournament long are brought to you by the McDonald's on 6th Avenue. 99-cent iced coffee from 5 to 11 through February 5th. That's 5 to 11 in the morning. I do need to specify that. But regardless of how you get that, be sure to pair it with a new blueberry cream cheese pie for a mid-morning snack. Mm.
Our coverage is also brought to you by Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installations, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Madison Bulldogs. Coverage is also brought to you by Angela Blankley with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, a trusted real estate agent with years of experience, available anytime at 620-344-6368.
All right. Daniel Press has already had caused a major issue here in a couple of different times, and we've only played basically a minute and a half to 2 minutes.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, Southern Coffee County really wants to, really needs to feed that ball in the middle if they want to break that press. They got it down the court the first time, but here is that press again, and oh, actually looks like they're backing off a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see if they reestablish here in half court. Weirs lost the ball, got it back. Snowville left side, no good. True trying to crawl over the top, can't get that. Short jump shot to go in traffic. And cleared by Waverly. Under six to go, first quarter, 4-2 Waverly. Nice pass underneath in a secondary transition break. I think that was Ella McNabb with the basket, her first. And it's now 6-2 Waverly with the advantage.
Yeah, that was a good pass by Serenity Lockwood. She was their leading scorer with 14 of the 29 points in that loss to Olpe.
Up cross center is Carly Ohl. She's actually going to go all the way down to the baseline. Hand off for Jaylee True, and a really easy short jump shot is in. 6-4 Waverly over Southern Coffee County, as we're now down to about 5:20 to go here in the first quarter. Three-pointer left wing. Good! Addison Miller with our first Cody Thurston Land Agent three of the afternoon, and it's 9-4.
There's that press again.
Yep, and it's basically the... if it's in the middle or if it gets to the sideline, it's double-teaming the ball. And it very nearly caused two different travels, one on Snowville, one on True. Three-pointer to answer here for Southern Coffee County. Misses the mark. Houston has it, though, so she'll back things out and hand things to Snowville. Snowville looking right. Right to Houston. Underneath and a whistle and a foul. Lob pass, or a half lob, you could say, underneath for Josie Weirs. And there are a couple of Waverly players that were a little aggressive in attacking. They get, I believe, Emma Glover with the first foul. And actually they haven't. There it is. It's actually not Glover. It turns out to be Addison Miller's first. Lob for Jaylee True. High off the glass. Little strong. Rebounded by Josie Romick. Romick quickly up court. Now has a three-on-one break. Hits the backside. And the easy layup for Serenity Lockwood. It's now 11-4, and the full reason for that is Waverly's full court press. Nearly travel? Nope. No nearly about it. Cadence Gunlock got a little bit sideways underneath her own basket.
Yeah, and they need to travel. Pull that out. They need to pull that out. They did not have numbers. That was 2-on-3 right there. They need to slow down and set themselves up.
Well, in the game that we saw wasn't involving Southern Coffee County. It was a little bit involving Meritazine Valley. On Tuesday, you'd made the point right around halftime that Meritazine Valley was sped up with their offense because of the defensive pressure that they were seeing. And we may be seeing a little bit of that here with the Lady Titans. Shot blocked from the free throw line. Easy rebound for True. It's 11-4 Waverly with the lead now, but Southern Coffee County has the ball. A scissor move there by Carly Ohl. Ball's knocked away, stolen, and a foul.
Yep. Yeah, Southern Coffee County already with three turnovers in the game. That's going to be a killer for them.
3:56 left here in the first quarter. Foul goes on Carly Ohl, which is her first. Both teams with just one foul aside right now. Pass will go over to the left side of the floor, now to the left corner. Now lob up top for Lockwood, who's got a little bit of space. Misses a bit long on that three-point opportunity. And rebounded by Ole. So here comes Southern Coffee County. 11-4 Bulldogs with the seven-point advantage. 3:35 to go here in the first quarter. Weirs forces up a shot. No good. Comes to the free throw line. Cleaned to Anna Matthews. Matthews goes coast to coast. Lays it in. And a 30-second timeout being, actually a full timeout being taken by Waverly instead of Southern Coffee County, even though they have the nine-point advantage. 13-4, 3:25 left in the first quarter. We're back after this on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serves the worldwide valve market with the best product available and has the goal of being a one-stop shop for all their customers' needs. They're proud to be an integral part of the Madison community since 1977. Their continued expansion in downtown Madison is just another example of their commitment to the future. The firm is a strong supporter of the Madison schools and wishes the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs the best of luck in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
Want to work for a company that offers a fixed schedule and many great opportunities? Then apply at Hostess Brands LLC. Interested candidates will be interviewed for full-time positions between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. No qualified candidate will be turned away, and positions will be hired on the spot. Hostess Brands offers competitive pay and a comprehensive benefits package. For any questions, please contact A. Hines at hostessbrands.com. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to our coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament brought to you by Lebo Booster Clubs. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! Coverage is also brought to you by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614.
Full court pressure actually went off the court a little bit for Waverly this time. Foul on Anna Matthews on the press. 13-4, we are a little bit more than halfway through the first quarter of play. Long down court pass from Jaylee True to Snowville. Hits her pretty well, and now that leads to a one-on-one break. However, the shot up and no good from Cadence Gunlock, and a ball pinballs out of bounds. Waverly gets it back. Lady Bulldogs across center with the nine-point lead. Lockwood to the left side of the floor. Back to Lockwood now. Wants a little bit extra movement here on the perimeter. Ball go to Josie Romick. She goes to the left corner. Now Lockwood. Open three-pointer. A little short. And cleared by Weirs. So Southern Coffee County has it. Down to the floor. Pretty hard with Samantha Hughes, but no call. Jaylee True filling. Free throw line jump shot. No. Easy rebound for Waverly. And here come the Lady Bulldogs on the attack. Three-on-one break. Lockwood underneath. Shot blocked. Out of bounds to Waverly with 2:41 left in the first. Talking with the Waverly head coach Ty Piper as we see the first appearance from 5'9 freshman Kate Wagner, and sitting down is Emma Glover for Waverly. Daniel had mentioned here in the pregame about how Waverly was short three players, two of which were out with a concussion when Southern Coffee County first played. And Piper said, essentially, we aren't at full speed yet because Morgan Votes isn't playing yet. But we do want to increase the tempo, and they have done that effectively on both sides of the floor. Three-pointer, no. Two-pointer, yes. That shot in from Samantha Hughes. So now 2:17 to go. First double-digit lead for Waverly here this afternoon.
Yeah, Waverly is definitely playing with the tempo. They didn't quite have a full-court press, but they did have pressure all the way down the court.
Long three is off target, but rebound cleared by Carly Ole, and she decides to go up with it. She's fouled and has a pair of free throws coming here. Foul goes on Zoe McNabb, her first of the afternoon. Ole at the line for a pair. We're at 2:07 left here in the first quarter of play, and Southern Coffee County has really struggled to get into position.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if they want to get it going, they really need to slow down and either feed it down. Need to feed it down to Jaylee True or get Josie Weirs going. Josie Weirs was the leading scorer in the last game. She had 10 points last game, so she has yet to produce today.
One is in for Ole. The other one is not. So 15-5, three-pointer wide of the mark, no good, as Waverly attacks with full speed in transition, and now we have a jump ball on the rebound. That means it'll belong to Waverly underneath its own basket. Back for Waverly, Anna Matthews, the 5'3 junior. Zoe McNabb will get a break here. Southern Coffee County showing a 2-3 zone defense. Inbounds for Lockwood. Now a short jump shot in the lane, up and good from Ella McNabb. And it's now 17-5. Weirs has the ball poked free with contact and a foul.
Almost a turnover there.
Yep. That on Josie Romig, her first. That's 14 fouls on Waverly. Minute 44 to go, 17-5, Bulldogs with the lead. Lady Titans with the inbounds. True, Snowville. Now back underneath for True. Bank shot good. Boy, she's got a quick release down low. And they, I agree with you, they need to get her more involved in the offense, especially from 6 feet in.
Yeah, there's definitely a mismatch there. She's 5'11 down there and just long and with a quick release. I mean.
Charge on the other side. Going to say a player control foul here, which I believe is also on Romig. Yep. So that's two fouls for her in about 35 seconds. But basically what that stoppage does is it gives Ty Piper a chance to completely clamp down. Ooh, lob pass. And Josie Weirs has clear sailing to the basket, and she scores. Her first basket of the game. It's now 17-9.
Yeah, like I said, if Southern Coffee County wants to get back in this game, they got to get the ball through True and also through Josie Weirs.
Romig, meanwhile, goes coast to coast, pinballs through the defense literally and is fouled. So two foul shots coming here. Jaylee True has her first foul of the game. Minute 7 left. Romig for two. First one rattles in. Substitutions again. For Southern Coffee County, Kyla Houston back on the floor. And Cadence Gunlock is out. Second free throw by Romig is good again. 19-9 our score with a minute 7 to go. Once again, full court pressure. It leads to a steal by Romig. Baseline left. Jump shot crawls off the back side of the rim. No good. It's loose in the lane until we have the whistle for a held ball. And this time, Southern Coffee County gets it. It is hard for the Lady Titans to get to center court, which means it's hard to get them set up offensively. Long down court pass. This one didn't wind up having enough oomph on it. Stolen by Waverly. Lockwood to the right side. McNabb now underneath. Nice cut to get the ball to Katie Wagner. Her basket is good, and it's 21-9. Weirs in trouble along the sideline and bodied out of bounds, which means it's a foul.
Yeah, these turnovers are really going to make this game. Southern Coffee County already with five turnovers. Waverly has not turned the ball over once, and I think that's why they're sort of pulling away here.
Yep. Addison Miller gets the foul, her first. 43.9 seconds left in the quarter. Waverly's lead is 21-9. Nearly a steal at center. Snowville, nearly a travel there by Houston in the left corner. 30 seconds to go. Southern Coffee County having trouble again, but trailing by 12. Ohl holds it. Now True at the free throw line with 20 seconds to go. One dribble. Tried to find Weirs, lost it. It was not a really a well-advised pass. Now we have a held ball here, and that means I think Waverly gets it back. No, a foul. And it's a Waverly foul. So Zoe McNabb gets her second. That's 17 fouls already on Waverly, and that may be the only thing that Ty Piper is unhappy with here in the first 8 minutes. Free throw good. Weirs with one more coming. Trying to get Southern Coffee County back within 10 points. That is good. Four for Weirs. 21-11 our score. 15 seconds to go. Romig to center. Romig across into the corner. Nearly a travel. Up top, Lockwood has a three-pointer, which may have been tipped. It's wide. Weirs with the rebound with 5 seconds left. Weirs with three, with two. She'll heave from half court and just miss. 8 minutes in the books. Waverly with a comfortable 21-11 lead. We're back with the second quarter of our first Lyon County League Tournament game of the day. Back after this on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Murphy Agra LLC in Strong City and Lebo is proud to support area schools and athletic teams. They are also proud to support the agricultural community with the many services they provide. Contact Murphy Agra LLC for all your fertilizer and chemical needs. Elevator services are available as well. To the field, from the field, in the field. Murphy Agra LLC, they're here for you. Call 256-6233 in Lebo or 273-6483 in Strong City.
Superior in land,
Superior in real estate,
and Superior in auction.
We are Superior.
Call us for Superior service.
Call Superior Real Estate and Land Group at 785-670-6506. That's 785-670-6506. Or find them at superiorlandgroup.us. Superior Real Estate and Land Group in Linden.
Welcome back to our coverage of the 102nd Annual Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7, also streaming live on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com. Our coverage is brought to you by City of Burlingame, a peaceful farming community nestled in northern Osage County. Has great schools, low taxes, and lots available to develop. The City of Burlingame and fans wish the Bearcats the best of luck. All coverage is also brought to you by Michelle's Tax Services of Burlingame, offering payroll and bookkeeping services for small businesses, plus full-service tax and accounting. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840.
Josie Weirs missed a contested shot, but basically that turned into a bonus because it came straight down to Carly Old, who has an easy layup putback. So it's now 21-13 and a turnover. A little miscommunication there on the perimeter by Anna Matthews and Serenity Lockwood. So Southern Coffee County has it back, and for the first time in a while, inside of double digits, down 21-13. Waverly had a lead of 10-plus for most of the first quarter, but really wasn't able to pull away from there. Pass comes to the corner left. Now underneath it goes for Ohl, and she's hammered. No call. Rebound cleared by Waverly, and Anna Matthews has it. Played a minute. Lockwood across center. Now to the left side of the floor. Here comes a three-pointer up and a little strong. Ball tipped, and Ohl has it for Southern Coffee County. Loses it, and there's a foul. Maybe Roaming's third.
Yeah, Waverly is playing fast, but they do have quite a bit of a fouling problem. They have eight fouls total in the game.
I have Roaming with three. I believe they have Miller with one. I had her with two, but they may have moved that. Zoe McNabb does have two fouls right now. And Carly Ohl is at the line for 1-1. 21-13 our score. Ohl was one of two from the stripe in the first quarter. First one here looks long. Is Jaylee True tips it, but clearing out is Anna Matthews. Quickly, full speed is Matthews. Pushed as she shoots it. That's not called. And now we have a whistle on the other side of the floor. Lockwood was in the area, but it's going to be Ohl with the foul. Ohl has her second now, and that's not good news here for Jeff True's squad. Fake by Allie Stuckey. Matthews, Stuckey, looking left, going to the left over for Addison Miller. Free throw line for Glover. Jump shot here's no good. A hard attacking rebound by Weirs. 21-13, Lady Titans have a chance to creep back in a little bit. We've got a whistle and a block before Weirs hits the jump shot. This one is Serenity Lockwood's first. Nine team fouls. And again, Waverly went into the penalty. Before the end of the first quarter. Weirs with 1-1. First one's good. So Weirs now with five. True leads Southern Coffee County with six. Substitution now, Kate Wagner back on the floor for Emma Glover. One more for Weirs, and that one's no good. Easy rebound comes to the corner for Wagner. 21-14, 6:20 left here in the first half of play. Waverly with the lead and the basketball. To the right side of the floor for Matthews, underneath Lockwood. And she loses the ball in the teeth of what turns out to be like a 2-1-2 zone. And so another opportunity here for Southern Coffee County to creep a little bit closer. Snowville lost the ball. It's loose. Now we got a reach-in foul on Southern Coffee County. Third straight possession that the Lady Titans could have really made significant inroads and built some momentum.
Yeah, they just need to slow down. Yeah.
Did not take full advantage, and now we have a timeout. And it's a full timeout taken by Southern Coffee County. We'll tell you that our timeouts here this tournament long brought to you by the McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Be sure to buy a quarter pounder with cheese, a Big Mac, or 10-piece nugget, and get a second one for $1. We're back after this Lyon County League tournament coverage on Country 101.7 FM.
Ratcliffe Propane is proud to be a sponsor of this year's Lyon County League tournament. Ratcliffe Propane provides for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases. They offer you contract pricing and reliable service when you need it. That means short notice fills as well as checking for leaks. They offer propane service for Greenwood, Lyon, Coffee, Chase, and other surrounding counties. If you have questions, call Ratcliffe Propane, 620-366-1967. Remember the name, Ratcliffe Propane.
Basketball takes people working together and perseverance to be successful. The McIlvaine Law Office applies similar practices in their pursuit of excellence. When your legal needs arise, whether it be estate planning, succession planning, assistance with farm programs, contracts, real estate, or other needs, Karen McIlvaine offers sound legal advice. Let Karen assist you with your legal needs. Call 620-437-2600. McIlvaine Law Office, LLC, with offices in Madison and Eureka, serving the area for 38 years and supporting all area students in their academic and athletic endeavors.
Welcome back to our coverage of the Lyon County League basketball tournament. Coverage brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all the area teams good luck.
Southern Coffee County coming out of the timeout. Three cracks at it. Two from Weirs, which didn't go, but the last one leads to free throw shots, and the first one's good. Foul here is on Kate Wagner, which is, I believe, was her first, and now we are going to see Zoe McNabb back on the floor and Allie Stuckey out for the Lady Bulldogs. One more coming, and it's a little strong, and I believe True just went over the top. Yep. True's second, joining Ole with two.
True is the last person you want in foul trouble here for Southern Coffee County.
Yep. Ole is not going to be good, and the ball's poked free, out of bounds, and last touch by Southern Coffee County. But True is really the post presence that you have.
Absolutely.
5:32 left. Southern Coffee County has chipped away at what had been a 12-point advantage for Waverly. Bulldogs rotating the ball around the perimeter. Ball poked free near Lockwood, but picked up by Miller. Now Lockwood to the free throw line. Nice catch there by Glover. Now to the right side of the floor and up high. Ball fake to the right side of the floor for McNabb. Up top for Glover. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter play. McNabb right side. Left wing for Lockwood. Lockwood one dribble. Free throw line catch by Glover. Shot off the glass for two. Nice job there by Glover. She's got four.
Yeah, that was a good look.
23-15. This time it is simply one-on-one pressure. Ooh, Snowville nearly carried. Probably should have been called for that. Doesn't matter because Weirs lost the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, that was some lockdown defense by Serenity.
Nice job there by Lockwood to force issues, and then when the ball got into a fairly decent spot, Southern Coffee County unable to take advantage. 23-15 our score. Lockwood up high, looking down low now, looking right. It goes underneath. Fade, jump shot, good. Emma Glover again. So back-to-back buckets from Glover. She's got six, and the lead's back out to 10 within about 30 seconds. Ole looking down low for Weirs on the left side of the floor. Picks up the dribble. Now finds Weirs. She's able to save it underneath. True. Back for Weirs. Three-pointer left side, wide. Rebound, Ole follows off the glass for two. And a timeout. Exactly halfway through the second quarter of play, Ty Piper not at all happy with how things are going. And as he's directing traffic, we'll let you know that our timeouts here at the Lyon County League Tournament brought to you by the McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Download the McDonald's app, receive daily deals, including select favorites for free. That doesn't get you to the McDonald's on 6. I'm not sure it would. Midway through the second quarter, exactly, Waverly with a 25-17 lead over their, Coffee County rivals, Southern Coffee County. Lady Titans actually showing a bit of full court press on this possession. They'll back off of most of it. Nearly cause a turnover there. Addison Miller does get across center. Goes to the right side of the floor. Goes to the baseline. Bumped by True. Lost the ball. Really no place to go once you got to True. And here come the Lady Titans. Another chance to maybe get a little bit closer. Ole struggling with the ball, but is able to get it to Vonder Bordentrager, who is into the lineup for the first time. And a reach foul on Waverly. There have been a lot of fouls against the black and orange here so far today.
Yeah, I think that's what's been their downfall. I think that's why they can't – I mean, they're still up 8, but they can't necessarily bring it to that next level and pull away here.
Yep. Lockwood's second. Weir's at the line for 2. First one's in. Allie Stuckey back onto the floor. Lockwood catches a break. And really, Southern Coffee County's doing it with Ross Snowville on the floor for a good chunk here of the game. Second free throw good. But really not able to contribute. And as I mentioned here, still quite possibly not really in anywhere close to full speed after having the flu earlier this week. 25-19. This is the closest Southern Coffee County's been since early stages of the first quarter. Waverly with the ball. Southern Coffee County in a what appears to be a 1-3-1 zone. Glover shot it just inside the lane. No good. Didn't get to the rim. Here comes Weirs. Weirs right side. Oh, pass on the other side of the lane, but the shot up is no good from Houston. And Waverly has the ball back to the right side of the floor. Whistle and a hand check will be called on Houston. That'll be one on her. Yep. Six team fouls now on the Lady Titans. Waverly has been in the double bonus for a while.
Yeah.
Under 3 minutes to go. Waverly with a 6-point lead, 25-19 and attacking. Glover, free throw line, lob. Nice catch in traffic there by Addison Miller, but she walked. Check that, Kate Wagner underneath. The pass was nicely put in.
Yeah, but just unfortunately, I mean, there is that mismatch underneath. I mean, when you got True hovering over you, it's hard to get a shot off.
Weir's harassed in transition, misses the shot, no foul called, and now we have Weir's reaching and getting a foul here. 1-1 opportunity for Waverly. Weir's has her second. And again, one of the really pivotal players here for Southern Coffee County who really has to stay out of foul trouble. 25-19. Waverly led much of the first quarter by double figures. It seems like as we await the foul shots here, the 1-1 opportunity, first one, which is off target, no good, out of bounds to Waverly. But it seems like in most games, there's a spot where neither team can get on track for about 3 minutes, and the issues overlap. Here's a three-pointer right corner, which is long and rebounded by Weirs.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Chuck.
And the first team to kind of get out of that gear lock has a lot of momentum for the next 5-6 minutes. True push, not called. She banked it off the glass for 2. 25-21, Waverly's lead is down to 4. We're at 2:20 to go.
All you need is a couple possessions in a row to get back into a game or pull away.
Yep. Glover, free throw line, left wing for Miller. And did she travel or push? It's a push on Vonda Borntrager. That's now foul number 8 on Southern Coffee County here this half. Snowville back on. Borntrager off for a bit. And at the line is Addison Miller for a 1-1. First one, no good. Rebound, Weirs had it for a second. She's down on the floor and able to get it to a teammate. Snowville across center now. Snowville trying to shake free at the perimeter, can't. Weirs left wing Ole. with under 2 minutes to go. Here's Jaylee True left open. Free throw line jump shot, though, is too strong, and a pretty easy rebound in the corner for Addison Miller. Miller gets across center with a minute 40 to go here in the second quarter. Three-pointer right side, no good. And Carly Ohl has the rebound for Southern Coffee County. Another opportunity for the Lady Titans to creep closer here. Minute 26 left. Ohl lob for True. The ball's tipped, but she gets it and she lays it in. True with 10. And the lead is 2. Had been 12 earlier.
Yeah, she has been a monster in that post this game.
25-23, Waverly. Glover faces up, has to get the ball out to the perimeter. It pops out to center, nearly lost, but able to get it is McNabb. Addison Miller, left side of the floor, gets past Snowville, who couldn't move the legs to keep in front. Whistled body foul call on Snowville.
Southern Coffee County needs to be really careful with these fouls. They do not have a very deep bench.
Mm-mm. Don't have a deep roster, period. 25-23, we're just under a minute to go. Addison Miller at the line for 1-1. First one is short and rebounded by Weirs. So Southern Coffee County can come out of this maybe tied or ahead. Free throw line in the lane, jump shot no good. True with the offensive rebound and a foul on Waverly. They got Kate Wagner with the foul. And Jaylee True is at the line for a pair. First one is strong. Ooh. So one more coming here. Born Traeger's back on the floor for Southern Coffee County, and it looks like we will see Emily Ludolph, 5'6 sophomore, coming back on here in a second, but that'll be after the next dead ball. 49.1 seconds left. This free throw is good. So True brings Southern Coffee County back to within one. And Ludolph on the floor specifically to give Jaylee True a break and avoid getting her third foul. 49.1 seconds to go. Token full court pressure by the Lady Titans. Across center is Miller. Traveled. They got her. A late run by Borntraeger coming from the left flank. And that caused the travel. True on the floor, Ludolph off.
That is going to kill Waverly. Waverly with 0 turnovers in the first quarter and 6 in the second quarter. And I think that's really why Southern Coffee County is coming back in this game.
Yep. Lob for Weirs. Full court, really 3/4 court pressure. Weirs is able to get it across. Now Snowville, left side Ohl, who could have taken the 3 if she wanted. Pass tip. It goes off of Weirs' nose and out of bounds. I kid you not. Ball was deflected at the last second. Weirs had no idea it was going to go from her hands, behind her hands, right off of her nose.
Yeah, that's just unfortunate.
So, of all the breaks, sometimes all the breaks you get are bad, and Weirs certainly had a bad break there. So 25-24, Waverly could well go into the halftime with the lead here if they bleed the rest of the 19 seconds off the clock. Glover, trap, nope, loses it. And here's Snowville. 13 seconds left. Snowville is across. Left side, Ohl. Wide open. Three-pointer left wing. Strong, no good. Ball's tipped. It's Weirs. She's fouled with 5 seconds left. Credit Southern Coffee County. They actually could be ahead by 10 or more right now.
Yeah, they have crawled back into this game.
If you look at all the opportunities that Waverly has given Southern Coffee County here in the second quarter, they could be leading by 8 to 10 points. They're not. Now they have it tied. But yep. The fact is they've kept coming.
They have just capitalized on those turnovers. I mean, those turnovers have been very costly for Waverly in the second quarter.
5.4 seconds left. Southern Coffee County trailed by 10 at the break. And it's still tied after the free throws missed, but Weirs has the shot. It's a three-pointer off the back rim, no good, and no follow. Borntraeger decided to pass instead of shoot right before the horn. But it's 25-25, Waverly and Southern Coffee County at the halftime break. We're going to take our halftime break. We'll give you individual and team stats get you ready for the second half of our first game on the consolation bracket. Chuck Samples and Daniel Courtright with you. Halftime is here from the Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Before you build a new home or consider a facelift for your present home, find out what Doug Schmidt Construction has to offer. Doug Schmidt Construction builds custom-designed homes. They're also the firm to call for renovation or remodeling. Hey, why not use that tax refund for a facelift project? Call 475-3284. Doug Schmidt Construction of Olpe, providing quality construction at an affordable price.
For more than 30 years, Hanna Orthodontics has been providing state-of-the-art orthodontic care to people in the community. Doctors Richard and Greta Hanna will give you a customized treatment plan and individual attention, ensuring you with the best possible results. Straight teeth for a lifetime of smiles. Contact their office to schedule your complimentary consultation. Whether you're interested in traditional braces, ceramic braces, or Invisalign invisible braces, they'll help decide which treatment option is best for you. Hanna Orthodontics. Call 620-343-3000.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice, better rates, a better return. Because you're an owner, that's what you'll earn. The difference is clear, it's easy to see. It's your financial institution for the educational community. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Quest Services Incorporated is a progressive nonprofit corporation providing quality, unique services to individuals with intellectual disabilities in five counties. They offer many services including case management, day services, residential services, supportive home care, and wellness monitoring. When you see someone associated with Quest Services, thank them for a job well done. Quest Services Incorporated, for life's journey. Wishing all area athletes success in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
Chuck Samples, Daniel Courtright back with you at White Auditorium, a couple of rows above courtside here as we call the action here tonight. 25-25 is our halftime score. Waverly had led by 12 late in the first quarter, and literally Southern County chiseled away gradually throughout the course of the second quarter to get this game knotted up. Stats here, both individual and team, brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes. Proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. So call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. Waverly had 21 points in the first quarter, got four in the second. And they have literally almost every girl who has been on the floor has scored here so far, which means your lead scorer is Emma Glover with six. And then you have Ella McNabb and Serenity Lockwood with four. Also, Addison Miller, has the only Cody Thurston land agent three-pointer of the game. So she has 3 points. And then 2 points for Anna Matthews, Josie Romig, Samantha Hughes, and Kate Wagner. Meanwhile, Southern Coffee County, not a whole lot of players scoring. So not nearly the spread up and down the roster in the score column. Jaylee True leading everybody with 11 points. Josie Weirs has 9, and Carly Ohl has 5. So that's how we have our halftime score tied at 25.
And for your team stats, Southern Coffee County right now is shooting 8 for 20 on field goals. A lot of those coming from down below, from Josie Weirs and Jaylee True. Waverly shooting 9 for 16. They would have more, but they've just been turning the ball over in the second quarter. And I will say this, Chuck, both teams have been letting it fly from three, and none of them have been going in. Southern Coffee County right now shooting 0 for 9, while Waverly only shooting 1 for 11 on three-pointers. They have been letting them fly, and I don't know if they've been watching too many Steph Curry highlights. But
they've been open, too. That's the other thing.
They have been. Yeah, absolutely. Right now, Southern Coffee County shooting 9 for 15. This is more of a tale of two cities. Southern Coffee County shooting 9 for 15 on free throws. Waverly only at the free throw line and shot 4 free throws, 2 for 4 on free throws. Southern Coffee County's out-rebounded Waverly a lot, too. They have 16 rebounds to Waverly's 10. Southern Coffee County has 9 turnovers in the entire game. Waverly has 7, all 7 of those coming from within the second quarter. And I think that is really what happened. That's why Southern Coffee County is back in this game.
Yeah, agreed. Again, the score is 25-25. Waverly got out to a relatively quick start because of certain full court pressure that they used, basically doubling the ball and then backing off and then doubling the ball in spots, whether it was on the sideline when Southern Coffee County got to the sideline or near the Lady Titans' own free throw line. Caused a lot of problems. Southern Coffee County was having a hard time even getting into its offensive set. And then things flipped over in the second quarter where there were a lot of, apparently unforced turnovers for Waverly.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, and they've been doing some sort of press. I mean, not your dad's press break, more so just full court pressure at least. And that has really been messing up both teams. More so Southern Coffee County in the first quarter and then Waverly definitely in the second quarter. And Southern Coffee County, I think they could really, really capitalize in this second half if they break that press and then just slow down, feed the ball down low, because they have Jaylee True, who's just been an absolute presence in the post. And if you can get her going, you can get Josie Weirs going. I think Southern Coffee County can pull away with this.
Yep. All right, our stats brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes, proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. So call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
Coverage is also brought to you by Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Coverage is also brought to you by Gwen Longbine with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Gwen helped buyers and sellers with home, farm, ag land, and lake house sales in 2022. See how she can help you at gwenlongbine.com.
Back with the second half after this, Waverly and Southern Coffee County tied. The girls on Country 101.7 FM.
So the kids have been begging you to get a puppy. Once you make the big decision, what next? Randomly searching online with an unknown breeder may leave you with more than you bargained for. B&S Kennels, located near Opie, is your trusted breeder. They've been breeding quality puppies for companionship and some for hunting for well over 20 years. B&S specializes in AKC-registered puppies in several different breeds in a clean facility. Visit their website at bnskennels.com to see all that they have to offer. One look at you'll be smitten. B&S Kennels, Larry and Yvette Bolt's owners. Call 620-475-3725.
The City of Madison is a proud community with lots to offer growing families. Madison has an active business community and an excellent K-12 school system. Community benefits include a swimming pool, library, community building, museum, and a 9-hole public golf course. Building sites are available. You couldn't pick a better place to raise a family than Madison, Hidden Valley of the Flint Hills. And good luck to the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
Just about set for second half action. Chuck Samples, Daniel Courtwright from White Auditorium here today. Southern Coffee County and Waverly, this Coffee County, really north-south matchup, you could say. And it is all knotted up going into the second half, 25-25. Don't forget later here this afternoon, we'll have the Consolation Boys matchup, first of two with Meritazine Valley and Hartford. We'll close out the Consolation bracket with the Hartford Meritazine Girls. And then we'll have the Southern Coffee County Waverly Boys, 7 and 8:30 for tip times, respectively, for those two contests here tonight. Championship semis on Country 101.7 FM, KVUE-TV at KVUE.com as well tomorrow. Those matchups, Opie-Madison Girls at 4, Burlingame-Lebo Boys at 5:30, Lebo-Burlingame Girls at 7, Opie-Madison Boys at 8:30 tomorrow. And then that sets up the Consolation third-place games and the championship games on Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening again on Country 101.7 and KVUE TV at KVUE.com. About set to roll here for our second half of play. Waverly will have the ball moving right to left. Waverly is going to have to take better care of the basketball. They'll also have to probably avoid all the foul trouble that they wound into collectively in the first half. We've got a whistle and a timeout after a missed shot. And almost immediately, we've only played 14 seconds, and we have a full timeout from Waverly head coach Ty Piper. Our timeouts here this tournament brought to you by the McDonald's on West 6th Avenue. Be sure to get a quarter pounder with cheese cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering. And you know the drill. You add fry and a drink, make that a meal. So be sure to head to the McDonald's on 6th here either before the contest that you're headed to or head on out afterward.
Just a reminder, our coverage is brought to you by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs! Coverage is also brought to you by Eagle Creek Quarry. When your next project requires crushed limestone, contact Eagle Creek Quarry. Just located 3 miles south of Hartford, call Eagle Creek Quarry at 620-392-5659.
All right. Again, 14 seconds into the third quarter, Waverly had the ball. Shot missed and came down in space just off the right side of the lane. Waverly had possession, but in order to ensure that they kept possession as opposed to a held ball situation, Coach Ty Piper called timeout. What appears to be a 1-2-2 or a 3-2 zone now being displayed by Jeff True in Southern Coffee County. Inbound, swinging over to the right side. Oh, nice pass for Emma Glover, but her shot is a little strong. There's contact. The ball is out of bounds. Nothing whistled, and it goes over to Southern Coffee County with a chance, I believe, to take their first lead of the game. So now we're going to see the full court press, which caused the Lady Titans all sorts of problems in the first half. They break it, nearly lose the ball out of bounds, and are now able to set up the half court. Snowville on the right side. Again, she's back here. First time since having flu issues earlier. Weir's in trouble, backs up, shot blocked, and a foul.
Ty Piper is not happy about that foul.
He is not. Regardless, Weir's is at the line for a pair. And Ty Piper just got a warning. Did not get a technical, but he's been, how shall I say, on... couple of the refs for now a quarter plus, and Weir's with a chance to give Southern Coffee County the lead misses. 7:17 left, third quarter, tied at 25. Southern Coffee County has not led in this game and still hasn't. Rebound by Ohl, and she traveled getting into position underneath the basket. We mentioned a couple of times in the second quarter, for those of you just tuning in, that really Southern Coffee County, the way that Waverly trended in that second period, which really lost a lot of the first quarter momentum that they had, Lady Titans easily could have led by 8, 9, 10 points or more had they taken full advantage of those opportunities. They didn't, so we wound up tied. Jump shot by Glover is good, so Waverly has the lead back. Snowville thought about the three in rhythm, decided against it. Houston passed to the corner, saved by Weir's. Now Houston.
What an effort by Weir's.
Yeah, agreed. Here's Weir's baseline right, turns, passes for Ohl, nearly travels. Now here's Snowville, three-pointer, crawls off the rim. Weir's follows and is fouled. I tell you what, Weir's has been extremely active here in second and third quarters.
Absolutely, yeah. Once she gets going with the points, I think Southern Coffee County really has a chance to capitalize and take over this game.
Wagner on the floor, Zoe McNabb off. Again, 27-25 Waverly now with 6:32 to go in the third. Ohl, lob for True, forces up the shot, and it's on the wrong side of the backboard. So Waverly will have it back. 6:29 left, third quarter of play. Waverly. Lockwood goes high to low in the lane. Who's got the foul here? It's a block. Weir's getting her third. And Lockwood will be at the line for two. Lockwood at the line for the first time, and Waverly did not do all that well from the stripe in the first half, just 2 of 4, but this one's in.
Yeah, they were hardly at the stripe at all in the first half.
True. And quite a few free throws for Southern Coffee County in that first half of play. Again, Weir's with her, well, actually, that's her third now, so she is the first Lady Titan in that three foul club. One more for Lockwood. And that's flat and wide. So a three-point edge for the Lady Bulldogs. Ole thought about a three. Now goes to the free throw line on the dribble. Stops. Hands off for True. Off the lane right. Back for Ole. Ole with a five count on. Picks up a dribble underneath for True. True forces up a shot. Can't get the roll. Whistle. What do we got? Hell ball. Yep.
That's a jump.
Stays with Southern Coffee County. Just over six left in the third. Old inbound underneath the basket. Weir's forces up the shot. Strong, no good. Weir's can't get the rebound, but that's Snowville that does. Snowville underneath through True's hands, though, and picked up by Waverly.
Yeah, that'll be a costly turnover for them.
Up across center is Addison Miller. In the lane on the back side of the play. Now back out to the right side for Lockwood. Lockwood up high for Miller. She's got a three-pointer, and it's strong, no good. But she gets her own rebound. And that will hand off behind her for Stookie. Now the ball goes to the baseline right. And a, boy, high-arcing shot from Glover is good.
It's like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar out there with that little sky hook.
Five-point lead now for Waverly. Hole with an NBA three, no. True with the follow, no. Weir's with the ball, yep. And a held ball or a foul. No, it is not a held ball. It is a Waverly foul. Serenity Lockwood, three on her. Four on her. And Lockwood is shaking her head. I don't know what I need to do. So she's off the floor now, and Anna Matthews, the 5'3 junior, is back on. 5:11 to go, third quarter. Southern Coffee County in need of a basket. They turn to True. She misses, but there for the rebound is Josie Weirs, and she's got the bucket. She's got 11. 30-27 our score. Addison Miller, harassed a little bit by Houston, goes to the other side of the floor for Stookie. Now here's Matthews. Matthews in the lane, lost it on the way up. That's a hell ball. That's not a travel. Nice job there by Weirs to get her hand on the ball. And then Matthews came down with it, so instead it's just a held ball, and Waverly keeps possession. 4:47 left, third quarter. Driving into the lane, shot no good. Weirs with the easy rebound. 4:35 left, third quarter. Waverly 30, Southern Coffee County 27. Lady Titans have the ball. Ole holding, lobs for Weirs. Weirs turns into the lane, 12-footer, too strong. Rebound, two girls in black fight for it. And picked up by Matthews, but she traveled trying to hand it off to another teammate. Now both teams are sped up. Let's face it. Both teams are harassed to the point where they are totally rushed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, they have not had the same composure that they did, at least in the first half.
Yep, Jaylee True. Quarter. True with the inbounds off the lane left. She hits the short jump shot, and it's now back down to a one-point game, 30-29 Waverly's advantage. 4:10 to go in the third. Miller, left side of the floor for Stookie. Free throw line, Glover. That shot's short. Pinballs around in the lane. Picked up by Ole. A chance again for Southern Coffee County to take its first lead of the contest. They've already had a couple of chances earlier. Three-pointer deep from Ross Noble is good. Ross Noble from behind the black line hits our first Cody Thurston Land Agent 3 for Southern Coffee County and hacking her way back to the sideline, but she's given the Lady Titans a 32-30 lead. Timeout on the floor will take it as well. 32-30 Southern Coffee County on Country 101.7 FM.
Have you been to the Heidi Inn in Lebo lately? It's the place to go for a great home-cooked meal.
The Heidi Inn has daily specials every Monday through Saturday, like their Monday Mexican food special. It's also a great gathering spot for game day, so you can enjoy delicious food and take in games on TV. Come hungry, come to the Heidi Inn in Lebo, located on 3rd Street. Families are welcome. Jill and the crew at the Heidi Inn are proud to support the Lebo Wolves on and off the court.
Hi, this is Lindsay Bartlett of Waverly Insurance Agency in downtown Waverly. We are a locally owned, independent insurance agency serving customers in eastern Kansas for over 50 years. As an independent agency, we offer insurance from several different companies, providing the best coverage for our clients at the best price. Rhonda Kirk and I want to earn your business. For personal attention and great customer service, contact Waverly Insurance Agency, where small town values mean more than just a commission. Proud to support the Waverly Bulldogs.
Welcome back to our coverage of the 102nd Annual Lyon County League Basketball Tournament brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee Counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at www.madtel.com.
First lead for Southern Coffee County of the game comes with just under 4 minutes to go in the third. Trying to answer with a three. That does not go for Waverly. And Josie Weirs, who has been strong underneath, gets the rebound. Ohl, shake and bake, inside the lane for 12 is good. Carly Ohl with seven, and Southern Coffee County leads by four.
Yeah, Southern Coffee County has all the momentum right here.
Yep. Addison Miller's across center. Southern Coffee County in a 2-3 zone. In the middle of it, falling down is Anna Matthews. Whistle, and do we have a foul or a turnover? Held ball, essentially does turn into a turnover. Now we'll have Kate Wagner back on the floor here for the Lady Bulldogs, and Anna Matthews will sit. It was 21-11 after a quarter, 25-25 at half. Waverly at 1 point led by 12. And even here in the quarter, they led by five. Underneath for Weirs, forces up a shot. It's off the backside, no good. Ohl follows for two, she gets it. Carly Ohl, coming from the backside of the play, catches, puts it up in one motion, and Southern Coffee County has gone from minus five to plus six in the space of about 2.5 minutes. 11-0 run here by the Lady Titans, and a travel on McNabb.
That is the last thing you want if you were Waverly. Southern Coffee County has all the momentum right here, and then you cannot turn the ball over there. That is just swinging more their way. And this is, right now, I'd say this is Southern Coffee County's game to lose.
2:23 left, third quarter. Lady Titans leading by six. Snowville, who hit that three to put Southern Coffee County up here a minute and a half ago, loses the basketball in the dribble, but maintains possession. Up top for Ohl, 2:05 left. True on the backside of the play. Weirs, left side, bank shot good. Weirs with 13. She didn't have control, but she got the basket up and good, and now Southern Coffee County leads by eight.
Good ball movement by Southern Coffee County there, getting the ball to Weirs.
Yep. Minute 50 to go in the third. We'll see what Ty Piper can do here to get his girls back on track. Here's a long three, which is up, no good. Rebound, a held ball. So this time Waverly keeps it. If you've noticed here with Southern Coffee County's defense, last couple of possessions, they have sagged everybody down near the basket and essentially daring daring Waverly to hit the shot. They did it right there. Ball was poked free out of bounds.
Yeah, closest one to her was in the black. I mean, that's look, it. If I'm Southern Coffee County, Waverly's right now is shooting 1-for-16 on threes. Let him shoot it.
Yeah.
I'd say let him shoot it.
Seriously, Addison Miller has the ball in the corner here, and the defense sees her with the ball and turns their backs and goes to their other assignments. Here's a long range two. This one is good from Allie Stuckey. Big bucket there for the Lady Bulldogs, but they still trail by six at 38-32. Weirs over, well, I could say they're going to call a travel. They did. She hits the shot. It actually looked like she palmed the ball twice, and that wasn't called.
So good post move, minus one step.
Yep, exactly. So we'll see here how much gas the Lady Titans have in the tank with the six-point lead. Nearly stolen on the perimeter. Now to the left wing, Stuckey on the drive. She's cut off behind her for Glover. Ball will go to McNabb, and now again it's Stuckey in the corner. 1:03 to go. Back up high, right side, just off of the three-point line from Glover, and her pass airmailed past Stuckey. Turnover to Southern Coffee County.
Yeah, I think right now both teams are starting to get back into that moving too fast rhythm that they none of them can, you know, really set themselves up.
Under 1 minute to go in the third, Southern Coffee County has led by as many as 6 points, and driving in the lane is Ole, and she's bumped on the way up. Allie Stuckey gets her first. 4 team fouls for Waverly, only 1 for Southern Coffee County. Ole at the line for a pair. She's 1 of 2, and that goes all the way back to the first quarter. Remember again that Southern Coffee County trailed in this quarter by 5. Free throw long. Snowville's going to come back on the floor, and I think Houston will sit, or are they going to give Where's the Break? Going to give Where's the Break. Much needed. So a plus 11 swing in the space of about 2 to 2.5 minutes. Maybe 3 minutes of play, and that's where we stand right now at Southern Coffee County. Up 6, up 7 as Ole hits the 2nd of 2. Olan with 10 points. 39-32, 47 seconds left. To the right side of the floor, Stuckey. Right corner for McNabb. Back to Stuckey, right wing. Underneath for Glover. She's harassed by True. Gets it out onto the perimeter. Jump shot. Stuckey, long. Rebound, Snowville with 30 seconds to go. Snowville across center. Had a outlet for Houston if she saw, but that would have been a tough throw in transition. Underneath True, bank shot crawls off the back rim, no good. Follow all, crawls off the front side of the rim and picked up by McNabb. 16 seconds left, Waverly down 7. 14 seconds left, ball nearly gets away from Miller, but she's able to pick it up, but she also picks up the dribble and stops with it. 7 seconds to go. Stuckey, right baseline, whistle, push is the call with 4.2 seconds left in the third. Kyla Houston gets the foul, which is her 2nd and only the 2nd team foul against Southern Coffee County. Kate Wagner will inbounds, baseline right, and goes right with McNabb. Jump shot, short, rebound, tip to the free throw line, picked up by Ole. Third quarter is over. Southern Coffee County takes a 7-point lead into the 4th and final period. Lady Titans 39, Waverly 32. Fourth quarter coming on Country 101.7 FM and KVUE-TV at KVUE.com.
Can you dig it? They can. They're Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, and lagoons. They also dig for water lines and sewer lines. Need a tree removed? They do that as well. And throw in rock and dirt hauling. They've just about got you covered. Call Jeff at 366-1161 to see how Hogan Excavating can help you. They take care of the dirty work so you don't have to. Hogan Excavating. Can you dig it?
Welcome back to our coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM. Also streaming live on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com. We just want to remind you that our coverage is brought to you by Jan Utech with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Ready to help you find your home of your dreams. Contact Jan Utech with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate at 620-343-5100. Coverage is also brought to you by Harveyville Storage, 138 East Elm Street in Harveyville, Kansas. Units rent for $50 to $70 per month, and they have 3 unit sizes available. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840 for leasing information.
Start of the fourth quarter, Southern Coffee County went on an 11-0 run midway through the third to swing the game entirely. And actually, as this ball is knocked away and stolen by Waverly, and now stolen back by Carly Ole of Southern Coffee County, Waverly had a 12-point lead late in the first quarter and now trails by 7. 20 seconds gone, fourth quarter play. Lady Titans have the ball. Weirs at the free throw line, lob pass, knocked away. She gets it back, finds the corner for Houston. That ball is tipped and saved by Waverly. So another turnover here by Southern Coffee County. Boy, nearly, we've seen a lot of near carries or palming so far here in this contest from both sides. Jump shot here, no good. A lot of contact. No on the secondary shot from Glover. Ball is down on the floor. Several bodies on top of it, and a whistle to stop play. It'll be alternating possession back to Waverly with 7:12 to go in the fourth. Inbounding is Zoe McNabb, just off the basket to the left. In traffic, ball knocked away. It's loose again inside the lane. Squirts out to the free throw line to Glover, now to Lockwood. Right side, now back left for Lockwood. And the Lady Titans now back into their 2-3 zone defense. Skip pass stolen. Ole with a nice job getting the basketball. Now she loses it in front court. It's a three-pointer by Ross Noble, and it's good. Ross Noble, who really did, who was good to be on the floor in the first half because of, you know, after effects of the flu, has hit two huge Cody Thurston Land agent three-point shots. And this is the biggest lead the Lady Titans have had, well, all tournament at 10.
And Lady Titans back guarding that perimeter as well. They're not daring them to shoot anymore. And with that pressure, they got that turnover in transition. Ross Nova with her second three in a row.
Yep. Foul goes here on Carly Ohl, her third. There's a minute 20 gone, so 6:40 left here in the fourth quarter. We can't officially say regulation for a while yet. Lockwood tries to force contact on True, misses, and the ball goes out of bounds, untouched, to Southern Coffee County. Full court press, which caused all sorts of problems in the first quarter, is now back in effect. Weirs has it. Weirs across center, breaking the pressure, and now moving a little bit more slowly into the half-court set. Houston, left corner, she's harassed, got to get the ball out of the corner, lost it, out of bounds, but she's last touch by Waverly. Good defense there in the corner by Josie Romig.
Yeah, Waverly has been struggling recently. They're only shooting 1-for-7 on their last field goals. I think Southern Coffee County is going to pull away with this, unless Waverly does something different.
Weirs will try a three. They could tell right as she shot it was too strong. Waverly has the board. Here comes Romig. In transition, the layup good with the right hand, moving past the basket, and she'll go to the line for a three-point play. Well done there by Josie Romig.
Yeah, coast to coast. Great finish with the in one.
Hard to do that from the left side of the floor. But she did. Ole gets the foul, I believe, which would be four on her. So she has to sit, and Vonda Borntrager, the 5'3 seniors, back on the floor. Trying to complete the three-point play. No. Rolls off the backside. No good from Romig and rebounded by Jaylee True. Lady Titan lead is 8, 42-34. 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Weirs left. Now Weirs to the right. Corner right for Houston. Underneath for True, who got space, and she's fouled going up. How in the world Jaylee True got as much space as she did literally right under the basket is beyond me.
Yeah, there was nobody else in the paint, but then Waverly came down. That was probably a good foul, I would say, as opposed to giving them the free 2 points.
Emma Glover whistled, so two shots coming for Jaylee True, who is 1-for-2 free throws in the second quarter. Free throw here is good. True now with 14. One more coming here for the 5'11 senior. And that's good, too. So True hits both. What is the whistle here? Is this a Waverly violation or a foul? Call Lockwood for a push, and she's done. Serenity Lockwood fouls out of the contest with 5:54 left, and I apologize, I did not see that.
Wow. Yeah, Serenity Lockwood, she has been the heart and soul of this Waverly team. And her fouling out of this game, that's going to be a big blow for Waverly.
Yeah. It's a 10-point lead. Lockwood fouls out, 5:54 remaining with 5 points. And here's Weirs. Easy basket for her. She now is stacking up with 15 points, and the lead is 12. Now Waverly is going to have to find some offense, which has disappeared last quarter plus. Lob underneath for Glover. And did they call up and down or a foul? They called a foul. The body language, too, for Waverly is much more tentative now this deep into the contest than it was, especially when the full-court press was rolling in the first quarter.
Yeah, I would agree.
So 5:36 left. Glover at the line for two. And free throw number one is long and wide. One more coming here. Glover has 10. Inside rebounding position for Weirs on the left, True on the right. Second foul shot, no good. Hold on. What do we have? Ugh, and Waverly getting into the lane a little early, so it wouldn't have mattered. So 46-34, Lady Titans with the lead. Full court press. Inbound comes for Weirs. Weirs harassed in backcourt. Now she gets across. Nearly passes out of bounds, but over there on the sideline is Snovel. Up top for Houston, 5:24 left. Right side, Snovel is back again beyond the black. Misses the jump shot, though, from long range. And rebound this time for Waverly. Roaming across center. Underneath, Glover all by herself, but she rushed the shot. A little bit too high up off of the backboard, and an easy rebound for True. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Southern Coffee County with a 12-point lead. And the basketball. Borntrager underneath True left side. Jump shot misses off of the front limb. Down go bodies, and Weirs is probably going to wind up with the foul. Nope. They actually get Borntrager for the foul. Weirs crashed into a Waverly player. I didn't see who that was, and both went down rather strangely, but both are also up, so good news there. 4:45 left. There is time for Waverly to make a run and maybe two. Here's a forced shot, which is no good by Romig. Held ball underneath on the rebound. And the Lady Titans have it back. Back in for Waverly, Anna Matthews. Back in for Southern Coffee County is Carly Ohl. 4:41 left, fourth quarter. Southern Coffee County leading 46-34, but we've also been on this score for about a minute, so we have another pause point here on the scorebook. Weirs across center. Weirs going coast to coast and is fouled on the way in for two. So shot goes actually out of bounds, but free throws coming again for Weirs. Allie Stuckey back on the floor. Josie Romig out, and I believe she fouled out.
Oh, wow.
Romig with 4 points. Free throw is up and good by Weirs.
Yeah, Romig only with 4 points, but she has been a presence the entire game.
Yep, especially on the glass. Second free throw by Weirs is a little short. Ohl had it for a second, and she reached over the top. I think that's her fifth. Yep. And she's like, what? You got to be kidding me. No, we're not. So Ohl disqualifies with 4:33 left. And replaced, it looks like, by Cadence Gunlock on the floor. And with that in mind, we have one-and-one shots at least the rest of the way on both sides. Emma Glover at the line for that one plus the bonus. First one being wide, no good. And guess who's got the rebound? Josie Weirs, ball knocked away from her, but behind is Snovel, catches the ball and then gets it up court. Found Gunlock, and then a pass intended for Weirs is, I believe they're going to say, out of bounds to Southern Coffee County. And that is exactly what they are going to say. 4:23 left in the fourth.
They're just running way too fast right now. I mean, it's not like they're running out of time. There's 4 minutes and 23 seconds left in the game, but both teams just seem so rushed.
Yeah. We've got a whistle, and I believe they're going to call a lane, or actually it's an inbound warning. No harm, no foul, literally here. So 4:23 left. Inbound came to True, ball knocked away. And coming inbounds was Snovel. She hadn't established inbound position, so once she caught it, she had to turn the ball over. 47-34 is our score. Stuckey across center, stops. Attacking is McNabb, right baseline. Actually, check that, that's Matthews. Back for Stuckey with 4:10 to go. There's McNabb left side. Now to the right side of the floor for Stuckey. Or check that, that's Matthews. Jump shot, baseline right. Pinballs doesn't go. Glover with the ball when tipped out, I believe, on the shot up. And is picked clean by Snovel. Under 4 to go here in the fourth quarter. Southern Coffee County in good position here, even though Snovel is not, and forced into a timeout. This is a full timeout, so we'll step aside with 3:53 left. Fourth quarter of play, Southern Coffee County 47, Waverly 34. It's Lyon County League Tournament coverage on Country 101.7 FM.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company, serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Welcome back to our coverage of the 102nd Annual Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Waverly Women's Basketball playing against Southern Coffee County Women's. Our coverage is brought to you by Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information at 785-654-3100.
Well, much needed turnover by Southern Coffee County, and Waverly attacking in transition loses the ball, but I believe we have a foul as part of that. Emily Ludoff, who was just back into the contest replacing Carly Ole, picks up her first foul. So 3:40 left, fourth quarter. Waverly down 13 and a 1-1 opportunity for Anna Matthews. First one is up and no good. Ludoff with the easy rebound. We'll see how Ty Piper decides to defend here. Here's True forcing up a shot, which is, they're going to say, tipped out of bounds. Looked like it. Because it would have been really hard for that to just have gone straight on the backside of the backboard the way it did if it hadn't been touched.
Yeah, she was in front of the glass, and all of a sudden the ball is behind the glass.
Inbounds for Ludoff. Nice position there. She scores. First bucket for Emily Ludoff. 49-34, biggest lead that the Lady Titans have enjoyed all game. Across center is Addison Miller. Now here's Matthews in the lane, jump shot wide of the mark, no good. A lot of bodies trying to get after the basketball, and it's picked up by Josie Weirs. We don't track the individual, say, rebounding stats, but I would venture to say she's in the 15-plus range right about now.
I would say so, yeah. Southern Coffee County right now with 30 total team rebounds.
Long-range three by Snovel. Short here, rebound easily by Southern Coffee County, but the Lady Bulldogs down 15 and running out of time. 49-34. Around a screen. Up top is Stookie. Whistle. Travel. That may, even with 2:39 left, it's going to be awfully hard for Waverly to have enough time to erase this deficit. Weirs in trouble. Gets the ball inbounded for Snowball. Able to spin away from the defensive pressure. Gets the center and across. Weirs with it on the left side of the floor. Gets to the free throw line. In the lane, whistle. And a block. Foul shot's coming. That'll be Anna Matthews, her second. And because there was no actual shot attempted towards the basket, Weirs, I believe, has a 1-1 opportunity. Don't forget, more basketball here for you. The 5:30 game has the Meridazine Hartford boys. Free throw is up and good. 7 o'clock game has the Hartford Meridazine girls, and then we'll close things out tonight anyways with the Southern Coffee County Waverly boys around 8:30 tonight. Weirs with one more, and this one is wide. Rebounded pretty easily by Waverly, but they trail now by 16 points. Stookie, right side, nearly traveled, nearly knocked away by Snovel. Glover faces up on True. Shot off the backboard is too strong. Rebound Ludoff. 2 minutes and counting in this one. And Southern Coffee County looks poised to come from 12 down in the first quarter to win pulling away. True spins baseline left, misses. There's a kind of a elevated hand fight for the basketball, which goes out of bounds to Waverly.
Yeah, all the credit to Southern Coffee County for digging themselves out of that 12-point deficit early in the first half and really just pulling away with this game.
Minute 40 to go. up top. Now free throw line just inside the lane for Glover. Jump shot good. Nice job there by Emma Glover, who's had a very strong game. She's had 12 points officially today. 50-36. Nearly a turnover at center. Snowball turns it over. Oh, did they get the timeout in time? They did.
And that was close to a 10-second call.
Wasn't it, though?
Really good defense by Waverly there.
Yep. Called a 30-second timeout. So we'll tell you that our timeouts, all tournament long, brought to you by the McDonald's on 6th Avenue. It's evening time, but consider for tomorrow. It's your afternoon snack stop for hot, fresh fries for a dollar between 2 and 5 p.m. And I tell you what, too, that looking at things, 5:20 here this evening, 5:23 officially. Looks like we'll be probably starting our, we mentioned here, the boys' schedule. Looks like we'll be starting that around 5:45 here. So we'll be about 15 minutes delayed, but just factor that in here for that particular contest and the remaining two here today. Lady Titans will inbound, leading by 14. Establishing the lead for the first time midway through the third quarter. Weirs trying to circle her way past Glover and is bumped finally to the point where the referee says he's got to call it. Glover's second. That's 9 team fouls on Waverly. Weirs has been at the line more than anybody else on the floor tonight. And she's got a 1-1 here. First one is good.
That was their 26th free throw attempt in the game.
Big reason, too, even though they have, will be interesting to see what the percentage is, probably a little bit over 50%. Big reason, though, why they've got the lead. Weirs misses but gets the rebound, chases it to the corner, and then attacks the baseline and banks it off the glass for two. It's been that kind of a day for Josie Weirs, and Southern Coffee County leads by 17 at 53-36. Baseline right, Glover. Nice two-pointer there from about 10 feet away. Under a minute to go. Southern Coffee County with a 15-point lead. Weirs across center. Slows things down on the E. Goes to the right corner for Houston. Houston gets a Weirs screen. Not sure she really wanted it. And then throws it a little bit inside of where she wanted it to. Picked up by Addison Miller, who will attack the basket in transition and draw contact. Free throws here with 32.6 seconds to go. Snowville picks up foul number two. She will rest well tonight.
Yeah.
Even though she's started, she's spent a fair amount of time, probably more than she typically would on the bench. But really a critical role in the third quarter in turning the game with that big three-pointer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, those two, I mean, they weren't hitting them a lot, but those two three-pointers from Ross.
Yeah, Snowville just
from Rossville, Snowville, yeah. Those are big for momentum. That is exactly when you needed them. That's when the game really turned this page.
20 seconds left, and Snowville on cue gets across center. Pass up top, true. It wasn't exactly the way they drew it up, but it doesn't matter. Houston back to Snowville with 7 seconds to go. 5 seconds remaining, holding the basketball. Snowville will take a couple of dribbles and effectively seal it with a deeper three than she tried at any point in time in the game, and it comes up short. Doesn't matter. Southern Coffee County pulls away and defeats Waverly by a final score of 53-39. Coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament will continue after this. We'll give you individual and team stats, get you ready for the first of our boys' consolation games between Meritazine and Hartford as we continue our coverage from White Auditorium. Back after this on Country 101.7 FM and KVUE-TV at KVUE.com.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tire. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Here's South Lyon County USD 252 Superintendent Mike Argerbright.
Thank you to our students, staff, patrons, and our communities for their dedication and support of our schools. We appreciate your commitment towards academic excellence and athletic success of our students in Neosho Rapids, Hartford, and Olpe. Play hard, be proud of your accomplishments, and don't forget to thank your parents and teachers. Good luck to all area teams.
Southern Lyon County Schools, creating the future today with pride, tradition, and excellence.
That's the sound of getting big interest on your Kasasa checking balance.
Yes!
ATM withdrawal fees, refunded nationwide, and it's easy to earn rewards.
So easy!
No monthly maintenance fee, so not only are you earning cash, you're saving on fees the other guys charge.
I've had so much coffee!
Take back banking and get paid to do it with Kasasa Cash.
Ask for Kasasa at First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City.
Authorization, enrollment, and activation activities are required. Receive all services. Contact institution for details.
With winter upon us, Plumbing by Spelman would like to remind homeowners to disconnect hoses from outside faucets and make repairs if they are leaking. Shut off the main water valve every time you travel, and don't turn the heat down too low. During extreme cold snaps, open cabinet doors under fixtures that are exposed to outside walls. Call Plumbing by Spelman at 620-342-2122 and let them treat your home like it's their own.
The new year is here, and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today, or visit us online at longmontauto.com. Find new roads.
Give Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers a call for all your land, sale, purchase, and certified appraisal needs. Henry grew up near Madison, having deep family ties to the Flint Hills area, along with a great appreciation for the farmers and ranchers who call it home. Henry's driven to help you succeed, priding himself in his strong land expertise, honesty, integrity, and work ethic. Give Henry a call today at 620-437-7340 for all your land needs. Good luck to all area teams. Give Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers a call for all your land, sale, purchase, and certified appraisal needs. Henry grew up near Madison, having deep family ties to the Flint Hills area, along with a great appreciation for the farmers and ranchers who call it home. Henry's driven to help you succeed, priding himself in his strong land expertise, honesty, integrity, and work ethic. Give Henry a call today at 620-437-7340 for all your land needs. Good luck to all area teams. Give Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers a call for all your land, sale, purchase, and certified appraisal needs. Henry grew up near Madison, having deep family ties to the Flint Hills area, along with a great appreciation for the farmers and ranchers who call it home. Henry's driven to help you succeed, priding himself in his strong land expertise, honesty, integrity, and work ethic. Give Henry a call today at 620-437-7340 for all your land needs. Good luck to all area teams.
Think that custom cabinets are too expensive? Not at Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Their spacious facility enables them to be more efficient, with more options, faster service, and they deliver and install every project. And best of all, it's affordable. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry can build to fit your budget. Visit them at their showroom on Highway 99 in Olpe to see the latest in design for your kitchen, bath, or other home or office projects. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, where craftsmanship is their legacy.
Wrapping things up for game number one at White Auditorium. Again, this was consolation final Thursday, and small consolation here for Waverly, which loses 53-39 after having a 12-point lead late in the first quarter and actually having a 5-point lead midway through the third before the situation completely flipped. An 11-0 run by Southern Coffee County does the trick here, and the Lady Titans pull away to win 53-39. Final stats here this afternoon are brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes. Proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. So call Mark or call Todd. Either way, 620-344-0661, the number you need to call. Southern Coffee County gets three players in double figures here this afternoon and this evening. Game-high 20 points from Josie Weirs. If you listen to any part of the game, probably not a surprise that she leads all scorers here today. She probably also led most, if not all, rebounders as well today. But we just tracked the individual scoring numbers. So she has 20 to lead the way. Jaylee True with 15, 11 of those in the first half. And Carly Ohl, before fouling out midway through the fourth, she winds up with 10 here today. Also, Ryan Snovel only gets 6 points, but they're really the 6 points that pushed the Lady Titans into the lead and then basically into a comfort zone in the second half. She hits the shot, which gives the Lady Titans their first lead of the game midway through the third quarter. And then a couple minutes later, she hits the three-point shot, which really extends the lead, I think, out to 7 points. And Waverly never got any closer than that the rest of the night. For the Lady Bulldogs, they have scoring scattered up and down the lineup. Emma Glover winds up being the only girl in double figures. She has 12. Serenity Lockwood fouls out with 5 points. Several girls with 4, including Josie Romick, who fouled out basically about a minute and a half after Lockwood did. 4 points also for Ella McNabb. 4 points. That's right, I got that one. Okay, 3 points then for Addison Miller. And then we have 2 for Allie Stuckey, 2 for Samantha Hughes, and 2 for Kate Wagner. And again, your final score here tonight, Southern Coffee County 53, Waverly 39.
For your team stats, Southern Coffee County with identical halves, 8 for 20 in the first half, also 8 for 20 in the second half, 16 for 40 total from the field goal. And I will say this, I think they took my advice. Going down the court, trying to break that press, I mean, they slowed down, they kept their composure, and they took over that game. Waverly, on the other hand, 6 for 20 in the second half, not shooting too well from the field, 15 for 36 total from the field. For three-pointers, neither team shot well at all. Southern Coffee County went 2 for 17 the entire game, 2 for 8 in the second half, while Waverly only shot 1 for 17 in the entire game. But I will say this, Southern Coffee County, those two threes came at a pivotal point in the game. Two back-to-back threes from Ross Snovel, and that really churned the momentum for him. Free throw line from the free throws, Southern Coffee County shot 6 for 12, 15 for 27, so a little bit over 50%, while Waverly only shot 1 for 7 in the second half. 3 for 11 total, and I bet they wish they had some of those back. On rebounds, Southern Coffee County had 32 total team rebounds, and I bet half of those are from Josie Weirs. She was an absolute force today, just took over that game. Waverly only had 19 rebounds total. Southern Coffee County with 17 turnovers in the game. Waverly with only 13, surprisingly, but every single turnover that Waverly seemed to have, Southern Coffee County just capitalized on it, and I think they just emerged the better team, Southern Coffee County did.
Yeah, so once again, our final score, 53-39. Southern Coffee County will now play in the fifth-place game at noon Saturday. They're awaiting the winner of the other girls' consolation game involving Meredosine Valley and Hartford. That'll be played, the way it appears now, 7:15 to 7:30 here tonight. Waverly goes into the seventh-place game, which means they will be your opening game Saturday morning at 9 a.m., and they'll take on the loser of the Meredosine-Hartford contest. That will wrap things up for us. Daniel, it's been a great time working with you here the last couple of days, and we'll see you back at the office.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been a blast doing my first Lyon County Basketball League tournament.
Yeah, a lot of fun, and hope you enjoyed it here again. Southern Coffee County definitely will enjoy it on the way home here this evening with the 53-39 win. Our next game has the Meredosine-Hartford boys. That'll be coming up here shortly. We'll have it for you on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Shanky Well Service started in 1965 and is still going strong. Shanky Cattle Company and Shanky Buffalo started.